All right, Katie, thanks for asking about aligning audience values, meaning can't we just express our values and then the right people will start to follow us? If our values are communicated in a well, okay, if our values are communicated in a way that is easy for the right people to follow us, this is why you're in this course. You're trying to find an effortless way for people to say, oh, yeah, I understand and agree with those values. But the problem is, sometimes, a lot of times, I mean, the fact that you're an expert in your field means that you have a certain a deeper understanding that the audience probably would say yes to if they took the journey with you. Do you see what I mean? You often have to take them on a journey, you know, whether it's a storytelling journey or whether it's a logical journey or whether it's some other communication to say, right now you believe this. Okay, so for I'll give you a very an example that I use often, and I don't even know if it's the correct example. You can tell me, those of you who are relationship experts, you can tell me. So for example, somebody who wants a relationship help might say, you know, I want my spouse to listen to me. Like the problem in my household is that my spouse isn't listening to me. Like they're a bad listener. Like my value, of course, my value is good listening, and I obviously have good listening, and they obviously have bad listening. You see what I mean? Like, so then the relationship coach expert goes deeper and goes, okay, maybe there's a deeper value that I espouse that we can agree with, which is intimacy, right? Intimacy. Maybe the value that we can all agree with that is deeper than you know, good listening in the household, you know, good listening skills. I mean, that's important too, but intimacy maybe. And what's happening here is, if you're not creating opportunities for intimacy, I'm making this stuff up, I'm not a relationship, but but you know what I mean. It's like when you say this stuff to them and you help them understand, they go, oh, I didn't even know I needed to value that. You see what I mean? Like they didn't know, but once you ex take them on the journey, then they go, ah, okay. But if you just went out and said intimacy, intimacy, they might not value that. You see what I mean? Another example that I'll give for me is, if I went to my audience and say, hey, you all need to learn how to persuade better, my audience goes, oh no, I don't want to learn. George, I'm following you because you're all about authenticity. I don't want to learn how to persuade better, right? Because and if I said that just on the surface, I would not, like, if that was one of my values, which it actually is, right? Well, it's the fact that you're in this course. I believe that persuasion is super important. But we had to do it in an ethical and way. And then my audience goes, ugh, persuasion? No, right? Ethical, they even go away from. I don't think ethical feels weird to me. I don't think I want to be ethical or that, right? So I can't just go around talking those values. I have to take them on the journey and go deeper and go, let me help you understand a value that you can actually agree with, that you actually want. You just didn't know you wanted it. So I hope that this is helpful, and thank you for bringing up the question.